Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, mommy. Oh, I need my mommy. I have been running from that woman ever since I turned 18 years old, but I really need my mommy. Oh, my gosh. Last night, a few hours ago, I have been up all night with diarrhea and vomiting, and I have never been so intimate with my toilet bowl as I have been the last few hours, and I need my mommy. I don't know what she would do, to be honest. Usually, whenever I was sick, my mom would just be standing outside the bathroom saying, I told you so, I told you so, I told you not to eat that. You eat too much chicken salad and the mayonnaise. I told you the mayonnaise was bad. Why do you eat them? Why are you eating spicy food? I told you so. But for some reason, whenever my mom's around, I seem to get better a little quicker than I do on my own. And why am I sharing this with you? I don't know, because I feel like crap. Now, you know, it's December 1, right? Okay, you know, everybody comes back from a four-day weekend. We're supposed to rock and roll. I'm supposed to be up at tip-top shape because everybody's back at work and I'm expected to, you know, produce. I'm expected to see patients and have a really good radio show and just, you know, like I rested over the holiday. I didn't rest. I have been up all night blind. Now, here's the problem, okay? I think what really extended it, because I'm on the mend. And the reason why I'm on the mend is I finally gave in and said, you know what, I'm going to throw up. See? All right? I think that's what did it. You hold it, right? You're like, you know what? I'm not going to throw up. I'm not going to throw up. So I'm sitting on the toilet, okay? And I went through all my Candy Crush men or games. You know how you get to do, you know when you play Candy Crush, you run out of lives? Okay, so I was sitting there on the toilet, right, with the diarrhea, playing Candy Crush, and I run out of lives, and I feel the nausea con. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to get up, turn around, and throw up, because then I'm going to see what's in the toilet. But I didn't want to flush while sitting on the toilet, because I know, you know, that there's that spray and aerosol of stuff that comes up. No, even if you close your legs tight, no, it'll still come up. It'll still come up, because remember, you got to move from the toilet seat. It'll still come up. No, you can't sit there and clench it and hold your legs tight. If you flush while on the toilet seat, you're going to breathe it in eventually. And then it'll get in your eye, and then we got pink eye and all sorts of other stuff. So no. Okay, so I'm sitting there going, don't throw up. Maybe I'll have a little Coca-Cola. Maybe I'll whatever. And I'm sitting there on the toilet, and it was bad. And then the cats are trying to come into the bathroom going, what's going on? This is really exciting stuff. You know, maybe mommy's going to feed us. She's up. And so I decided, this is what I did. What I did is I teach you guys flush and run. You don't sit there and stare at the bowl. I mean, you want to take a look at what's going on, but then you flush and you run so you don't breathe the stuff in. So, and no toothbrushes by the toilet. So what I did is I flushed and I ran, and then I ran to the sink to throw up. Now, luckily it was just dry heaves, because, yeah, you never want to throw up in a sink because of the chunks, right? Okay, so finally I feel better. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I could have thrown up. I mean, you know, then I'm thinking maybe I should be bulimic. I mean, wow. I really feel so much better. I mean, I didn't realize how. I mean, I felt cleansed, and I felt like I could actually go back to sleep. Okay, so now it's about 5:20, and I'm like, okay, good. Okay. And as I crawl into bed, I notice that my 12-year-old, right, my little one, my 12-year-old, okay, jumped into bed with me. Now, I don't know if he threw up or what. Maybe it's because my bed has, you know, it's warmer or whatever. But I didn't know why. I'm like, well, maybe he had a nightmare. I don't know. I mean, he's 12. So anyway, so I'm like, well, who cares? 5:30 in the morning, his alarm wakes me up. Well, I just went to bed 9 minutes ago. Apparently, he knew that Mama was going to get up early for December 1st, so he decided to sleep next to me because I would get him up because Daddy oversleeps. So he kicked Dad out of the bed at 2 in the morning. I didn't realize any of this was happening because I was too busy moaning and groaning. Anyway, so now I got basically 9 hours of sleep. All right, I yell at him. He doesn't wake up. I go back to sleep. Again, his alarm rings at 6 a.m. So I'm kind of in a grumpy mood. I don't like my kid. Nobody's going to sleep in Mama's bed tonight. Now, okay, why did I get diarrhea? Well, I mean, I had leftover turkey 7 days in a row. I mean, you know, that's what you do. All right, and maybe I didn't clean the counters. Maybe it's salmonella. I don't know. All right, but, you know, I was really worried more about how my husband would react. Okay, my husband and I, we've been okay. I mean, we haven't really been fighting, but we've been on each other's nerves. And I
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I have already released two of my songs from the Off-Key Christmas album that I'm making. The Off-Key Christmas album is an album that I'm not selling. You don't have to spend any money for it, okay? Because the person who was, you know, helping me make it, unfortunately, passed away. So it's an unfinished work. So I have two of the songs out, and as promised, I'm singing off-key, okay? Not on purpose. It just happened that way. So definitely YouTube, and it won't be under Off-Key Christmas. I think it's just under Dr. Dahlia, because I didn't even get an album cover made. I don't know. I got a pimple. And I thought the pimple would bring out, you know, too much of the of my red Christmas suit. I don't have the album cover. Sorry, because it would just be the pimple. So I have to wait for that to go away. All right. Yeah, I'll play some of those songs for you. It's just, like I said, it's off key. We got a lot of medical news to talk about. Actually, we don't have a lot of medical news. We just have some, because apparently all the medical outlets were closed over the four-day weekend, so there's not that much news. But we got stuff to talk about today, like e-cigs containing 10 times more carcinogens than regular tobacco. So if you think you're doing a healthier alternative, we have some news that, nope, it's probably worse. And then when you're in an airplane, they said if you sit in an aisle seat, you are much more likely to catch pathogens and bacteria and viruses than sitting in other parts. I would say sit in the bathroom. Sit in the pilot seat. And then, of course, we'll talk about some Cyber Monday deals, some of the best deals so you guys can save some money. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, the 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I want to apologize. The answer line was not open for your recorded calls over the holiday weekend. That was a big, major goof. And we know we got a lot of calls in, and I apologize that I was off for the holiday break. So, but we're here now, so I apologize about that. That was a big cluster. But we got a lot of emails. Although, over the break, Letitia wants to know why we pee when we throw up. Why do we pee on ourselves when we throw up? Last night I did not pee on myself, but I have. When I've thrown up, I have. I don't know if men pee on themselves when they throw up, but a lot of women will pee on themselves when they throw up, which really makes it worse, okay? It's because you're Valsalva-ing. And when you Valsalva, you increase your intra-abdominal pressure. So as you're trying to throw up, you're increasing intra-abdominal pressure. It puts some pressure on the bladder. But not only that, whenever you cough or sneeze and you suffer from stress incontinence, remember we talked about incontinence, urge incontinence versus stress? Stress incontinence happens to a lot of us women after we give birth a couple times vaginally. All right, and boy, did those kids come out. Whew. Anyway, I know, man, I was torn from one side of the hospital and down the other, those big-headed, it's my husband's fault. I really should have married someone with a smaller head. Anyway, when those kids plowed right through, it kind of leaves you with the inability to completely hold all the urine whenever you want. I've been Kegeling, and I probably have the strongest pelvic muscle. My pelvic muscle is probably stronger than Arnold Schwarzenegger's bicep. I've been Kegeling so much. But if you cough or sneeze, you could pee on yourself. Last night I was very, very happy when I was throwing up. I didn't pee on myself. Now, I'm still wearing like some Depends today, so if I do throw up, I don't, you know, pee all over my scrubs. But that's probably too much information for you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DAI. What? I'm being honest. Byron writes, Doctor, my wife won't let me see her naked, ever. We've been married 20 years. We have sex once every few months, and it has to be in the dark under the covers. What's wrong with her? Okay, if you have a wife that will not let you see her naked, she's probably normal, okay? Most of us don't want you to. I never let my husband see me naked, ever. I mean, in fact, guys, why? I mean, we really don't have a lot to, you know, really? Really? And the funny thing is, you know, when my husband asks to see me naked, okay, it's not that he wants to be turned on, because Lord have mercy. Okay, have any of you guys seen me naked? Tom? No, Tom hasn't yet. Christmas party's coming up, though. Never say never. Anyway, I got the Beasley broadcasting Christmas party coming up. Oh, my gosh. You want to know why I'm nervous about the Christmas party? I'm nervous about any Christmas party because for some reason at the end of the party, any of my gay friends, I promise in writing on a cocktail napkin that I will surrogate their baby. I've already promised 5 gay couples that I would surrogate their child. And then, you know, the next day I'm like, I said, what? So I have to give birth 5 more times to make good. It's in writing on a cocktail napkin. I don't know why. I don't know why. And for free. So you got to be careful. Anyway, so I think the reason why my husband gets mad if I don't let him see me naked is because not that, I mean, trust me, it's no turn on. I mean, if he wants to be turned on, he could easily, you know, turn on the computer or something and look at something that, you know, where the breasts are above the equator. But it's because he thinks there's that lack of intimacy. So, Byron, I don't think your issue, if I could really psychoanalyze you, is not that your wife won't let you see her naked. It's you're afraid that she has a barrier between you and her. Same thing with sex under the covers. Okay? Now, I have two kids, two dogs, three cats, and I'm afraid of drones looking in. So, for us, that room has to be completely dark. We have to be in a tent and in a sleeping bag on top of the bed for me to even take off my clothes, because I really think satellite picks up everything. And drones. There's drones flying around my house all the time. Apparently people operate their own drones. The windows are all closed up in my house. It's ridiculous. I can't even see daylight because somebody has a drone. Now, I just need to stop walking around naked. That's what I need to do. All right, so basically, Byron, your wife sounds as normal as the sun to me, okay? But you're having some intimacy issues, all right? So don't confuse that with wanting to see her naked. So what you need to do is, if you think that there's something else, like, you know, I don't understand it. You know, she'll go out with her friends, she'll go bathing suit shopping, but with me, she won't let me undress, and I'm her husband, and I should be her best friend, all right? Find out why. And if she gives you an answer like, oh, baby, you know, I don't want you to see me and, you know, divorce me because you don't like the way I look and whatever, so I don't want you to see me, then that's love. You know, I mean, that is exactly why I don't let my husband see me naked at all, because I'm afraid that he will really see what I look like. You know, let him have some fantasy of me, you know, when it's all dark. But you think I'm going to let him see me at 7 in the morning? Hell no. Hell no. Do I let my husband see me without makeup? No. I even have makeup on. You know, there was a study that came out. Let me see. What is that? It says, I think that women, half of women will not let their partner see them without makeup until they've been dating for over a year. I've been married 18 years. I mean, he has seen me without makeup because, unfortunately, it all dripped off when I was in labor. You know, I had total makeup on. I was totally, plasticked out and just completely covered and spackled because, you know, people know me. You know, and I was in the hospital, I was giving birth, I wanted to look good. I was applying makeup in between contractions. That's how vain I was. But yeah, look at this. It says apparently that half of women will not let their partner see them without makeup until they've been dating a whole year. Now, you would think that shouldn't matter. Most men are like, look, I don't mind, okay? It's not a big deal, all right? But the problem is we look really different. You know, I have completely mistaken patience for other people because they come in sometimes without their makeup. I mean, it really transforms you. I know a lot of you guys think I'm super hot. No. Just look at me without my makeup. You're going to be like, what? I don't even look female. That's how bad I look. So, look at it as a compliment. Okay, calm down a little bit. Look, this is a compliment. We women don't want our men to see us in a bad light. You know, I also always pretend to be in a good mood around my husband because I don't want him to see the way I really am. Witchy, grumpy, vain. I don't want him to know that. You think I want him to know that? No way. All right, so it's all good. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I do, though, have to say, sex only a few times, once every few months, is below average. Okay, so that's not good. You guys need to step it up. Very easy to talk to your wife about that. Go look, okay? I want to please you, and I only get a chance to please you once every few months. What could I do to pleasure you more than that? All right, because I think you deserve it. Oh, honey, no, you really deserve it. You deserve to be bathed in my passion all the time. So can we, you know, not wait till next, you know, March? Oh, honey, you're so romantic. You see, guys, it's that easy. 1-877-DOCADALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The bathroom, so I'm just, man. All right, this is Dr. Dahlia, and I'm burping a lot. Oh, this is miserable, but don't worry, I got my Coca-Cola. Oh, I got my Coca-Cola, so that should help. Okay, sorry, guys. I know I shouldn't be on air feeling bad, but, you know, it really helps to complain about it. It really, really does. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So our e-cigs are worse for us than tobacco. I mean, I don't smoke, so I guess worse for you guys, not me. All right, so they say e-cigs have 10 times more carcinogens than other cigarettes, and this is according to Japanese scientists. A team of researchers commissioned by Japan's health ministry studied the vapor produced by e-cigs for signs of carcinogens. Now, you know, they're electronic devices. They heat flavored liquid. The liquid contains nicotine. There's supposed to be no tobacco. You inhale the vapor, okay, and you smoke, and you're supposed to look really cool. So these e-cigs are supposed to be sexy. They're supposed to taste yummy. They're supposed to give you a nicotine buzz, and it's the latest craze. And the teens like them, and it's all good, jolly good fun, right? Okay, no. Researchers found carcinogens such as formaldehyde and acetaldehyde in vapor produced by several types of the e-cigarette liquid. Formaldehyde. Remember formaldehyde? Formaldehyde is what we soaked our frogs in. Remember? Right? Our frogs were all soaked in formaldehyde. And then we would dissect them, and they would stink, and we would smell the formaldehyde for days. That stuff your kids are breathing in, you know? All right? It is in building materials and embalming fluids. It was present at levels 10 times those found in the smoke of regular cigarettes. Researcher Naoki Kungita and his team at the National... I can't speak Japanese. Leave me alone. And his team at the National Institute of Public Health submitted their report to the ministry on Thursday. Neither the scientists or anyone from the health ministry were immediately available to confirm the report. Now, Japan doesn't regulate e-cigs, and I don't really believe we're regulating them much better. And these e-cigs are getting bought all over the place, on the internet, etc. And, here's the problem. All right. Apparently, the World Health Organization says these are even a serious threat to unborn babies. And apparently, the UN health body wants to ban these from outdoor places. This is one of those things where, as a doctor, I'm torn. Okay. I love the fact. Love the fact that you guys are getting off smokes. I think we are seeing much, much less smokers now. And I'm proud of you guys for that. Okay. I think we're going to later see smoking not even existing. I watch Mad Men now, and everybody's smoking when they're pregnant, and they're smoking when they're, at work, and they're smoking when they're on the train, or they're smoking on airplanes. That's what happened in the 60s. Now it is so taboo, you almost gasp when you see that I probably predict in the next generation, smoking is going to be completely gone. Everybody that served in our wars that deserved to light up, okay, will by then have been scared to death or taxed to death to not smoke anymore, and the newer generation will be probably off cigarettes because they're going to be too expensive. Okay. But now we have e-cigs, and everybody wants a nicotine jump and a nicotine jolt, or a caffeine jump and a caffeine jolt. So we are looking at a population that's just too tired. Everybody's too tired because they're up all night throwing up, and their kid's alarm is waking them up, or the cats are waking them up, or their mother-in-law keeps calling, or their husband wants hibbity-dibbity, or you're playing Facebook, or you're getting texted all the time, etc. So we're all too tired. And so there's a market for it. And if you are telling the younger generation now, all right, if you're telling the younger generation that e-cigs are dangerous, it's going to be just like the 70s and the 80s, where we were told that smoking was dangerous. We knew smoking caused cancer in the 50s and 60s because people were getting lung cancer and dying. So we knew smoking was bad for you. We knew that. It just nobody cared. Nobody thought it was going to happen to them. So now we're telling everybody that e-cigs could possibly be bad. Again, I love the fact that you're getting off the tobacco. But the only reason why I found e-cigs a favorable alternative is because I was under the impression, and again, I still need more proof, but I was under the impression that the e-cigs were less carcinogenic than cigarettes, because I am getting sick and tired of diagnosing lung cancer. Lung cancer is the number one cancer I diagnose, and I can't stand it. It's scary. People cry. It kills. I don't want to diagnose lung cancer anymore. But if you're now telling me that these e-cigs and the crap you're breathing in is carcinogenic also, then I'm going to open a cup of can of whoop-ass when I hear that somebody is smoking them. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, tis the season for cyber shopping. And very, very interesting. You can now get Girl Scout cookies online. Look, I was a Girl Scout, and I really, really feel bad saying this. I have never liked Girl Scout cookies. They're not very tasty. I don't know why. I've just not been a Girl Scout cookie fan. However, I really dig the new stuff. Apparently, the Girl Scouts now are selling, like, those candy nuts, right, and chocolate truffles. All right, but anyway, you know, good for the Girl Scouts. I hope they make money. Now you can get them online. Girl Scouts of the, no, not a Girl Scout, getting the cookies online. The Girl Scouts of the USA are going digital to sell their famous goodies after 100 years of traditional in-person transaction. It is called the digital cookie. It allows Scouts to take orders via email, which is safer, by the way. For the web version, customers can visit a Scout's personal cookie webpage that tracks cookie sales, days remaining, and percentage of goal reached. Parents, of course, must approve the content of the page. So you can't sit there and be twerking, okay, because that's not appropriate. Now they can reach customers all over the place. If you really get, you know, it's actually brilliant, because if there's somebody that goes viral, okay, they could be getting Girl Scout cookies not only from their neighborhood, but all over the country. That's pretty cool stuff. All right. I forget what the money goes to. I mean, I think the money goes to the Girl Scouts, obviously, and all the good work that they do. When I was in Girl Scouts, we did a lot of arts and crafts. You know, we didn't get to do the camping and the other stuff like the Boy Scouts do. Nowadays, I think the Girl Scouts get to do all that, which is pretty cool. Now, I remember doing a weave. We had to, like, weave something, so I learned how to weave. It was pretty. I learned how to sew. I got a lot of badges for that. But I was like, when do we get to light fires like the boys get to do? They're like, brownie dolly? No. No, you don't get to do it. No, that was brownie, when I was a brownie. I forgot what I did as a Girl Scout. I don't remember. That was, like, way too long ago. All right, so cookies online, pretty cool stuff. Okay, let me see what else we got here. Sorry, my computer. Okay, sitting in the aisle seat on an airplane makes you the most likely to catch a bug. We thought window seats maybe kind of put you in a corner so you don't get to move around. No, scientists are saying if you are in the aisle, you are more exposed to germs. This is pretty spooky. They say it puts you physically closer to passengers going to and from the toilets. People hold on to aisle seats when walking to keep their balance. They say stay away from the toilets, okay? Because, see, it stinks. I always get stuck in the last row because by the time we fly anywhere, it's always the last minute. So we get the last row. We always smell the toilets. Dr. Charles Gerba, a microbiologist at U of A, University of Arizona, collects swabs from the most frequently touched areas on more than 20 flights, like armrests, taps, sinks, trays, seat pockets, etc., and found that the aisle seats tended to harbor more germs than those in the middle or by the window because everybody kept touching it. I do that, too. I always touch the seats. I'm like, oh, sorry, because you're not allowed to really grab the heads of people that you walk by. Sometimes I grab their drink. All right. This is really anticlimactic, this study. I would think it would be because the way the air goes and the aerosol and the breathing. But you are, I guess, in a closer vicinity to more people on the aisle, so that makes sense. 1-877-DOCDELI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 48 minutes past the hour on this beautiful December 1st morning. Thank you, Neil, for writing 99% of the time women look better without makeup. Thank you. Again, I'm the 0.1%, but thank you very much, Neil. All right, so Black Friday. How did you guys do? How did you guys do with shopping? I got to eat some major crow. I got to eat some major crow. Remember I told you how I was a little ticked off about what happened to me at one of the main department stores on Black Friday, how all the prices went up, and I didn't buy what I wanted to, and then the bike was gone. I was really, really mad about Black Friday, so it left it was like salt in a gaping wound. I was like really, really mad about that. Well, I ended up jumping on some Black Friday deals. I got an e-blast from Target. Because I like to give people Target gift cards. I guess there was an email blast saying you will get $30 off if you buy $300 in gift cards. Well, I give everybody and staff and all that gift cards because everybody loves Target and they could use it for whatever. And so I was like, oh, my gosh. So that one gave me $30 off. So I'm kind of actually a happy girl, a very, very happy girl. Hubby went into Best Buy, and he looked at some of the prices, and he was pretty happy. Okay, so I did do some Black Friday shopping. I was in Sears, and I got some decorations, and yeah, there are some sales. So maybe what happened is somebody listened to my show, which happens. Some of you guys, Neil just listened. See, Neil's listening. That's one. So some of you listened to the show, and probably said, "Look, guys, you know, Dr. Dolly's on to you." Okay, you are raising the prices of things, so don't do that. Okay, and so that was really good. However, unfortunately, not everybody got the word because Black Friday spending fell 11%, they said. Apparently, this was a major bust, and U.S. consumers were not very moved by the discounts promised by Black Friday. 11% less spending this year. And technically, this was supposed to be a better economy year, which means that's a real bad drop. The National Retail Federation released the disappointing results yesterday. Estimated total spending for the weekend was down 11% to $50.9 billion from $57.4 billion last year. Now, that's still a lot of money. But also, it's a lot when it comes to, okay, well, this is where everybody's waiting for the bread and butter. I also noticed, too, I was in some stores, and I was able to walk right up to the cashier. And I was like, wait a second, this is supposed to be the biggest shopping weekend. I was very shocked. And I was like, well, maybe a bunch of people left town. But I don't know. And so I picked up on it right away, and I'm sure you guys did too. Now, why? Where did they go? Well, retailers are hoping Cyber Monday is going to make it up, even though Cyber Monday deals started already. All right, Cyber Monday is supposed to be where everybody starts to shop today. All right, so Amazon, Walmart, Target, there's supposed to be a lot of good deals out there. Now, the online shopping, though, has increased. They said $22.7 billion was spent online, and that is up 15% from a year earlier. Now, what would this mean for us? Why would we even talk about it? Okay, great, so they get the money online, et cetera. Well, okay, you see, this really changes the face of our stores. Okay, some of us who have commercial real estate are really feeling the pinch. Why? Because more people don't need to open up a store. I have no idea where Harry and David is. I don't think I know where one Harry and David store is. Why? Because if I buy from Harry and David, it's on... I'm sure they're cute, too. Yeah, I don't know if they're single. I don't know. I'm married. It doesn't matter. But I go online. I could do everything online. So nobody has to stock shelves. I mean, I'm sure Harry and David have stores, of course, okay, which is, it would be a smart thing to do. But I buy a lot of my things online. So my medical supplies, I buy them online. Do I actually drive into a store to buy my medical supplies? No, I buy a lot of them online. I get the new speculums, the new anoscope, a nice new shiny anoscope, scissors, whatever, the extra mask, the gloves, the Kenalog. You buy that through a medical supply outlet online. So, yeah, somebody has to stock their shelves, etc., but they could have just one building and be able to service the whole country as opposed to stores in every city. All right. We have mom and pop shops working out of people's living rooms. And they are competing with Walmart and Best Buy. It's the American way. It's exciting. But the problem is the more people cyber, the less need for commercial real estate. And I start to see we're going to have more and more sluggishness with our real estate economy as a result. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and this place exploded with commercial properties. All right, and all you see year after year, month after month, day after day is for lease, for lease, for lease, for lease, for lease. No, not for a lease, for lease. Right? Because people don't have to have stores. What are doctors doing? Doctors are starting to do online. Oh, I've been asked that millions of times. Dr. Dolly, why don't you stay home? Nobody wants to see you anyway. You're kind of limping around. You're always complaining about your hemorrhoids. Why don't you sit in your house, put up the computer, you know, send your pap smears to the gynecologist, send your anoscopes to the gastroenterologist. Okay, don't do any skin biopsies. I want you to talk to people over Skype. You don't have to pay for overhead. You don't have to pay for overhead. You don't have to pay for that many staff. You don't have to pay for the power bill. You don't have to pay for, oh, trust me, a lot of doctors are starting to cyber because our medical offices are bankrupting us. So as cyber improves, we're going to have less jobs, which is why we really don't want to give work permits to more people than, you know, we have, but that's a whole other story. All right. This could be huge in terms of our economy coming into next season. If companies were expecting to make their bread and butter these shopping days, and they're not because they're losing out to cyber specials elsewhere, there's going to be issues. There's going to be layoffs. And I'm a little nervous about that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so what kind of good deals are out there now for Cyber Day? Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm hearing these are Cyber Monday doorbusters. 70% off Kelps headphone. Do you guys know what that is? My son would. It was $50. Now it's $14.99. Wireless Bluetooth speakers. 80% off iCreation Bluetooth. I don't even know. I don't even have a Bluetooth. With $249, they say now down to $49.99. 74% off remote control helicopters and free shipping. $69.99 down to $17.99. You could get luggage, cozy boots. I could sure use those because my feet are freezing. 46% off Shark ProLite Steam Pocket Mop. What? What are these things? Cyber Monday special discounts on comforter sets plus free shipping. Why would I buy a comforter set? I never even get time to sleep. I'm up all night throwing up. Tox, COTC's Bluetooth. I'm not doing a commercial for any of these people because I can't even pronounce their name. Tox Bluetooth neck band, ear, headset earbuds were $109 and now they're $20. Wait a second. $109 for earbuds? Is that what you guys have been spending? 31% off Zoomer and robotic toys. Let me see what else. I guess you have to click on it. I can't tell you where this stuff is. You got to click on it. I'm getting this from USA Today. Toshiba laptop bundle, Chromebooks, Samsung TVs, etc. So, you know what? I have to stand corrected. I've been complaining about Black Friday this whole time in terms of prices. I have to admit, I am seeing things cheaper. All right, so, you know, get them while you can, save money, but you got to be careful what you buy your coworkers. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what not to buy your coworkers. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-726-9415. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-726-9415. That's 1-800-726-9415. Call 1-800-726-9415.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.